So I'm making this presentation on behalf of my postdoc, Brecky Peterson, who is unable to come. And we're presenting today some information about soil microbial communities in and look at disturbance systems. And so in the area that we work in the southern plains of the United States, we rely heavily on both perennial and annual species to accommodate the forage needs of beef cattle as our key livestock species. And in this case of our discussion today, we're going to talk both about native prairie pasture and winter wheat, and I'll also present some data from a canola crop that's in rotation with our wheat studies. And the wheat and the prairie system are both very dominant land uses in this region, and they're also very important for forage supply in the cool season and the warm season of the beef cattle production of that region. So the perennial and annual forages basically present a large gradient across levels of input from lower in our prairie system to high input in our annual cropping systems, and a gradient of disturbance from a much higher disturbance level in our till production systems. In the native prairie, our primary disturbances are grazing and prescribed burning. And in our annual crops, winter wheat and canola, I'm going to present data both from tilled soils where there's high mechanical disturbance, as well as the chemical use for fertility and pest control, as well as no-tillage soils where we do not have so much mechanical disturbance, but we do have the chemical disturbance. And so this is just a quick summary of, you know, the types of disturbances you get. The natural systems can be disturbed by drought or excessive moisture associated with climate regimes, freeze-thaw. We do get freeze and thaw in these soils, particularly in the surface, herbivory and fire. As we go to our annual cropping that are more influenced by a heavier anthropogenic influence, we have the chemical impacts of pesticides for weed or insect or disease control and our inorganic fertilizers. We do have mechanical tillage and the disturbance of the above ground biomass by harvesting operations. And in some cases, there can be fire in these particular systems. We do not have fire in our annual crops. So the disturbance alters the soil biological activity, and it can cause a change in the soil nutrient cycling over time. And so this study is basically intended to improve our understanding of how this gradient of disturbance alters the microbial community and diversity. And our intent in the long run is to improve our management recommendations for optimizing these systems for forage livestock production. And in the Southern Plains, there are very few data available about these soil biological communities in agricultural systems. And so this really is a study that's presenting some baseline information from sites that are part of our long-term agroecosystem research that's being established over the past few years. And so we need some good baseline understanding so that as we continue to monitor these sites over time, we can get a deeper understanding of the management impacts. So this study was at each sampled area, we had a randomized design of 5 replicates across the native prairie, the tilled system, and the no-tilled system. And then for the tilled system, these are a rotational system, rotational cropping system. So I will present data from the fields that had wheat as well as canola that's part of that same rotation regime. The native cattle, the native system has cattle grazing. These are basically a herd of cows that are rotated through 4 pastures based on forage availability. So the same herd stays in the same 4 pastures rotating through the year. And the burn cycle is on a 3 to 5 year cycle on these pastures. And there is very high plant, a highly diverse plant community. In the winter wheat and canola, we have conventional tillage or no tillage. These fields are both fertilized based on soil tests and with an assumed production level of 80 bushels per acre. So the sites were monitored from spring of 2015 to fall of 2016, and they'll be presented for spring, summer, and fall seasons. And for the periods of study, this area has got an average annual precipitation of just about 850 millimeters per year. In 2015, we were about a third above average annual precipitation. And in 2016, we were about a third below our average annual precipitation. The microbial community analysis was conducted for the 0 to 15 centimeter level, and they were analyzed for polylipid fatty acid profile. The soil moisture content taken in conjunction with the soil sampling was determined by gravimetric methods. Soil microbial biomass, carbon and nitrogen was determined using chloroform fumigation methods, and the data were analyzed by analysis of variance. So because we had the wetter and drier season, we did have differences in the seasonal soil water across these two seasons. You can see that the this darker blue bar is the native prairie system, and then in 2015 the soil water content was much higher at across seasons in our native prairie system than it was in the tilled systems. The canola was only introduced into the rotation starting in fall of 2015. Excuse me. And that we did have a tillage effect on soil water content in some but not all seasons of this experiment. So the soil microbial biomass, carbon and nitrogen, you can see that throughout seasons and years, if I can get the pointer back, that the native prairie system had considerably higher microbial biomass, carbon and nitrogen. If you look at the annual crop systems, and it's probably clearest in these seasons, the no-till compared to the till, both for the wheat and the canola, in most seasons, the no-till had higher microbial biomass, carbon, and nitrogen also. And so the canola residue alters the nitrogen cycling, and it behaves somewhat differently from the winter wheat residue systems. For the PLFA analysis, we're going to present the results just for the total here, and we see that the native systems had PLFA total activity at about over 200% of our tilled systems, and this was consistent across seasons and years. For the annual crops, the no-till was higher than the tilled in the wheat system, and less distinction, although some effect of tillage in the canola systems as well. Of the PLFA, the bacteria and fungal responses were different. So again, we can see that the bacterial populations of the native soils were quite high across all seasons. They were about 150% or more greater than the crop soils, and that the no-tillage soils had higher bacterial content than the tilled soils. And this was true regardless of which crop or season we were looking at. For the fungal populations, we had somewhat different response. The content was greatest in the native soils by about 100%, followed by no-till, followed by tilled system. However, there were seasonal patterns. So we had increases in the fungal populations in the fall in the native system, as well as in the no-till systems, associated with the senescence of the perennial season, warm season grasses, or the termination of some of the residue activities of the annual cropping. So in conclusion, the tillage decreased our soil microbial content by 50% and the activity by 25%, and this is similar to results that have been reported for other regions across the Great Plains. The perennial diverse lower disturbance prairie soils had the greatest content of microbial biomass carbon and nitrogen, as well as higher populations of bacteria and fungi. And this is similar to results from tallgrass prairie in Kansas and grasses in the northern plains that have been reported by other researchers. And the annual high disturbance soils have less microbial content compared to the perennial systems as we had anticipated. And the seasonal pattern is one thing that we're very interested in exploring further. So in the summer, we had the greatest content of bacteria due to active growth of the plants, the availability of carbon in the system. And then in the fall, we had the increase in the fungi due to residue availability for decomposition of the residues. The total PLFA was consistent across seasons and years as being much higher than the annual soil, but these community structures suggesting changes in availability of nutrients and different environmental conditions will really be the focus of our research going forward to understand these processes better. And so we would like to thank a student technician who supported this work, Lauren Hanna, and also funding from the Grazing CAP, which is a USDA NIFA-funded project. And these sites are being conducted in collaboration with long-term agroecosystem research sites as well.
So, thanks. We have time for some questions for Jeanne.
Now, that was a strategic error on my part. But
yeah. interesting work there. I didn't catch it first. How long has the no-till been?
These are relatively new no-till plots, so they were sort of phased in. It had been in continuous tilled wheat for several decades, monoculture. And so in 2015, we converted that entire area to no-tillage wheat. And then in 2016, in the fall of 2016, we introduced canola into the rotation in a part of the plot. So there's 10 total plots in this tillage study, and so this was just collected from a couple of the treatments. So the longest any of these sites had been in no-till would have been 14, 15, 16 by the end of the study, 3 years by the end of the study.
Which laboratory did the PLFA work?
We did the work at our own laboratory with a MIDI system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how old are your prairies?
So the prairies have never been plowed. They're tallgrass prairies. They've been grazed by cattle since the mid-late 40s or early 50s. And prior to that, they were grazed by horses and mules as part of a U.S. Army cavalry operation. Time for one more? Okay, one more, yes.
When you're quantifying fungal biomass and you see that seasonal variation, are you distinguishing between arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi and saprophytic fungi or not?
Yeah, we will have those data, and Breck will be putting them into a paper that she's developing, but we just did the bulk fungi and bacteria for this presentation. And I don't actually remember. I've seen the numbers on the, I just can't recall the patterns.
I would expect the ant fungi to bump up in the fall.
Okay. Thank you, Jeanne. Mm-hmm.